this, I've got a little bit of news for you.
Yes.
On the back of the show, Mysterious Girl is being re-released thanks to a campaign by Chris Moyle at the end of this month, and the whole nation has gone crazy.
Has gone insania.
Insania!
You can. I'm telling you, Pete.
Not least us two. I have to say, Pete, if you don't release that, then I will. You better hurry up.
Everybody!
This is insania! Hey, I'm famous. One of the fellas from Ant and Dec mentioned my name.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
What a moment it was.
What do we do now, though?
I got text messages from everybody. Allard, Rachel, my girlfriend, my mate Rossi. Loads of people.
Not get one from me?
No, I don't think you sent one.
Did I not?
No.
I thought I did.
Mysterious Girl is everywhere. There is just no escaping it. It's on the music TV channels. It's in your head. It's in your heart. So anyway, we'll talk about a lot this morning about I'm a Celebrity. Peter Andre, fingers crossed, will be on the phone live from the bush later. Hi, Chris. It's Peter Andre here. I'm in the bush. How is... No.
No, you can't say that.
But congratulations to Kerry McFadden for being Queen of the Jungle. How do you feel, Kerry?
I've been a girl with a skirt pulled high.
Saw how you use
it. Come on!
Got as a DJ, life is a dance play. Love is a rhythm.
Little Kerry McFadden. A few years ago, I was taking the mickey out of her for having big breasts and no musical talent. And last night, I was cheering because she won that silly, ridiculous show. I really, really should get a life. You watched it, didn't you?
I did. The wife voted for it.
Rachel watched it. Juliet, did you watch it?
Yeah.
Dominic, did you watch it?
Yes.
See, everybody watched it. That Michelle Collins drama on BBC One last night at 9 o'clock. Huge ratings. Anyway, hopefully, fingers crossed, Peter Andre will be on the phone from the bush later. Later on this show. Let's get some news and sport from Dom on Jules. It's just gone 7 o'clock.
It could take months to identify the victims of Morecambe Bay. Weather mild and dry across most of the UK this morning. The best of the sunshine, though, will be in the south. Radio on Newsbeat, it's now 3 minutes past seven.
Yeah, etc. God bless her.
She was shaking like a leaf.
Can't believe you, Rhea. I can't believe it. Can't believe you. I missed you so much. I can't believe you're here. I can't believe it. I've dreamt about this. I can't believe you're here. And that was when she saw the champagne when she came out. Can't believe you're here. I can't believe it. Bless him. She's gone up in my estimation as old Kerry McFadden.
I'm pleased for her.
Yeah. I got a text message from several people last night who were watching the show. And the most predictable message. I got a message from Rachel going, "Ooh, you got a mention and I'm a Celebrity." And I got a mention from Allard saying, "Oh, isn't it great? And, you know, Kerry's hair looks lovely or something." And I got one from the boss saying, "Don't bother coming in the morning." All these. But the most predictable one I got last night came from Will Kinder, our old producer, now the day producer of the show. I don't know if anybody else received one of these.
Can I guess what it said?
Go on then.
Two words.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, right.
Close, though. It was C, natural over silicon every time. That was his comment on the whole emotional final of Celebrity.
He's a real stickler for real boobs.
Isn't he, just? What was that, Kerry?
I didn't think it.
Sorry, singers.
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people because he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
Come on, let's get going.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
right, so it's the first, 7:05, first thing in the morning, Tuesday. We've got to get the nation up. We've got to get the nation awake. Got to get the nation alert. Got to get them ready. Are you ready, Dave?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Rach?
Yes.
Are you ready, Dom?
Yes.
Let's... Brilliant. Genius.
Thank Power
you.
Opener.
I'm telling you. What do you think of that, Kerry?
I thought I didn't think it.
I'll just leave it, love.
Drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one pick?
The UK's number one, it's LMC and U2, Tables of the Clouds Above. And before that was the hot-rocking, flame-throwing Eve and Gwen Stefani with the pulsating Let Me Blow Your Mind. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, enormously.
Oh, what a great record.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Busy show today. Later on, an in-depth interview. When I say in-depth, it's not massively deep, more shallow. More paddling.
Is this Juliet Investigates?
Yes. Juliet Farrington. The Pottery's number one sport bird. Speaking to Johnny Wilkinson. He plays rugby. And Stephen Gerrard.
He plays football.
Yeah. And they all met up last week for a cosy little interview. And you can hear some of the results of that later. In fact, about half an hour.
Great.
Thank you. Talk about the Brits. We've got our Brits competition still running. Well, you can be a runner at the Brits.
See what you did there?
Backstage.
Still running, and the competition is to be a runner, and
correct.
It's called Run Your Brits Off.
Correct.
Here.
Or our Brits competition. I like that name.
8:45.
And hopefully, Peter Andre will be on the phone from the bush.
Do we have his number?
Number 3.
Phone number.
Oh, I think Alan's got it. I don't have it.
Yes.
Have you got Peter Andre's number, H?
Yes.
Right, hey.
Hey, you're in there, love.
Get your Weight Watchers, then you'll be losing weight with a bit of Andre.
Oh, mysterious Rach.
tomorrow is obviously a Wednesday, which is your weekly Weight Watchers Wednesday weigh-in, Rach. Looking forward to it, feeling confident this week?
I'm a bit scared this week.
Are you? Why?
I had quite a big weekend, so...
Did you?
Yeah, what were you celebrating? Were you celebrating?
No. Just celebrating the weekend.
Really?
Yes.
Did you drink much?
A little bit. Yeah.
A few gallons of
I've
wine.
I've worked out what alcohol's got less points now, though.
What alcohol has got less points? You sound like Kerry McFadden.
I didn't think it...
Right, lovely.
Isn't vodka low on the pointage scale?
Yes.
Right.
So my new drink is Bloody Marys. I can't speak today. Oh, Bloody Marys.
You're drinking Bloody Marys? Seriously, to lose weight?
No.
I'm losing weight. It's just a pint of Bloody Mary for me, please. And Alan only said, do you want a cup of tea?
They're quite good for your Bloody Marys, aren't they? They've got vegetables in them and stuff.
No.
Tomato juice.
They do. They've got tomatoes and celery and stuff.
How anybody can drink that muck?
Bloody Mary's fantastic.
Oh, come on.
It's great.
Dominic going, it was gorgeous. You really like Bloody Mary.
Yeah, but it's got to be made properly with Worcester sauce, black pepper.
Don't.
A bit of horseradish.
Don't. People are just waking up.
No.
Turn the stomach.
We should do that one morning, actually. We should have Bloody Marys to kickstart our day.
No way. I had a Bloody Mary shot. You know, half a glass.
You just neck it.
When I was 18 years old and I lived in Luxembourg and we all did a round of pub golf where you had to drink a certain allocation in each bar.
And then move on.
And we started off in the bar and you had to have a half a lager, eat a little tub of vodka jelly, and then spin the wheel and whatever number the wheel landed on that corresponded with your drink. And I got a Bloody Mary. And that was the first and last time I've ever had one. Foul, foul stuff.
You're not very adventurous, though, with food and drink, though, are you?
What, vodka and tomato juice and Worcester sauce? The only thing that's missing there is a burger and chips. You're joking, aren't you?
No, that's got too many points in.
Oh, God's sake.
stupid points in that one, Chris. I'm not eating that one.
Points mean prizes.
No points even mean more. Points equals inches.
Anyway, 7:16. Good morning. Buzz off coming up next. Cat, cut back, cat's face, there's T, this link. His lost profits. Great record. Lost profits, last train home. I tell you what. I couldn't believe myself last night watching I'm a Celebrity. Probably because I've got used to seeing her without makeup for the last few weeks, but when I saw a shot of Jordan with all her face made up, oh, she looked dreadful. And what the hell was that? That circus tent thing, that Freddy circus tent she was wearing. Anyway, God bless her. It's 7:20. Time for this morning's Buzz Off track here on BBC Radio 1. We're jungle lovers. Grr. You like it? You're down with this, aren't you, Alad, now?
Still makes me go to sleep.
Have we worked out if this is Kiri Takano?
No,
it's Angelina
it's
Jolie.
The other one. Yeah.
It's not Angelina Jolie. She doesn't sing opera.
What's her name?
Maria Fridatalone.
Claire Sweeney.
It's not her.
It is. It's a woman off the cruise. Calm down, Alad.
What's her name?
Well, the Cruise.
What's the Cruise one called?
Jane McDonald.
Yeah.
Who?
Jane McDonald.
Liz McDonald.
It's not her either, is it?
Liz McDonald.
We should find out, actually.
Who cares? You know what's a good antidote to me feeling sleepy?
Me kicking you in the nuts?
No, your top. It's so bright.
This is a great
God
top.
God almighty, it's like the sun's in the building.
I'm not going to mention my top today. If you really care that much, you can have a look at the webcam. It's like the sun's in the building.
Who wears yellow?
I'm wearing this for a reason.
Are you?
Yeah. History. Great battles of our time. To be resurrected this evening.
Is it a football thing?
It doesn't matter. What are you laughing at?
It's like Pac-Man.
You'll be like Bleeding Man if you continue. Anyway. So this is a classic retro Leeds United shirt.
You do look a bit like Pac-Man, though.
Shut up! I don't look like Pac-Man. Oh, you're all as funny as piles this morning, you three. Right, down to the serious business. If you don't like the following record I'm about to play, text Buzz Off to 81199. Buzz Off to 81199.
Shush, Muttley.
Do you want to do the bloody feature, Rage, or do you want to stand at the back like Muttley, the laughing dog? Dog being the word. Scraggly-haired old cow. Messing with me. Go on, go and eat a 1.5-point bar. Ouch. Bloody radio tubby. Having a laugh at me. Right. Don't even make me start on you, Alad.
Okay.
Right? Sorry. Crying with laughter, you'll be crying in pain in a minute.
I'm ready.
Boot your ass out of here.
Sorry.
Huh? You're working on this show now. Two words for you, Dave Pearce.
No, huh? Don't do
one of the two,
no.
Dance anthems. Take your pick, son. Anyway, 81199, I've brought this CD in from home. If you don't like it, text Buzz Off to 81199. Are you ready?
Yes.
Anybody have any ideas?
I do indeed, shall I say.
Alad?
No.
That's correct, yes. You haven't heard this for ages. Sounds really good. 7:23, today's Buzz Off track, Natalie Imbruglia.
There's no sign on the gate, and there's mud on your face. Don't you think it's time we reinvestigate the situation? Put some fruit on your plate.
Some food on your plate.
You've forgotten how it started. Close your eyes. Think of all the bubbles of love we made. And get down on your knees. It's too late.
bed, Buzz.
No! You having a laugh?
Should have been Torn.
Oh, no. This is better than Torn. Torn's too obvious.
Got a buzz in my head. And my flowers are dead. Can't figure out a way to rectify the situation. Don't believe what you said. You've forgotten how it started. Close your eyes. Think of all the bubbles of love we made. And you're down on your knees.
Rachel Buzz.
Rubbish.
It's too late. Oh, don't come crawling. And you lie by my face. What a big mistake. I see you falling.
Enjoying this? Yeah?
I like this record.
Good. Listeners are loving it. Very slow reaction on the text. Buzz off, 8-1-9 if you don't like it. But you do.
I could sting like a bee. Careful how you treat me.
Yeah, I would.
Baby, don't think I'll accept your sorry invitation. Close the door as you leave.
There you go. Listeners were last today. What can I tell you? Natalie and Brody, a big mistake. What a great record from the album called...
Ooh.
Anybody?
Oh, Left of the Middle.
Left of the Middle is correct. Every time we play this, Alad dances.
You look like
you need the toilet.
He's an air hostess.
I need the toilet.
Good luck.
7:27 morning.
Baby, can't you see?
Toxic. Alad dances. You know when Peter Andre, right, got out of the cockroaches last night?
Cockroach.
Terry McFadden.
I didn't think.
Yeah, when he came out the cockroaches, and he does that thing where he just goes. That's how Alad dances when he hears the beginning of Britney Spears.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
It's a visual thing, granted, but still, you know, it gives you a nice image to wake up to. Shakedown and Josh Stone coming up. Let's get some news from Dominic. It's just gone 7:30.
And the main news, Kerry McFadden has been...
Road travel. On Radio 1.
It's coming up to 7:35.
There's a story about David Batty as well from yesterday.
Yeah, he's left. He's...
Finished.
Doesn't want him anymore.
So could you find out more about that? Because I was watching BBC Look North last night with Krista Aykroyd and Harry Gratian.
Harry Gratian.
Right, who's a legend, by the way. What, Dominic?
Sorry, what am I thinking of?
You're thinking of Larry Gratian.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
You're thinking of Shut That Door.
Sorry, yeah.
Different man completely.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry about it.
Harry's a rugby man, Larry was not. Anyway, so, yeah, and it was on the local news last night, so I was watching the local news. I'd stay in touch with my Leeds roots. But I went up to make a cup of tea and kind of missed it, and then he came back into the tail end. So he's played his last game for Leeds.
He's been told he's not going to play again for Leeds, yeah. He's been put out to graze, I think.
Poor Batty. That's what they chant at Elland Road.
Batty.
Yeah. I took Alan to his first Leeds United game, and they're all chanting Batty. He had a whale of a time. Loved it.
Now Chris Moyles is at breakfast. He hasn't changed at all. He still looks overweight and fancies Zoe Ball. He still
fancy. He eats out of a trough, and he won't change at all till he asks for Fridays off.
Good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
So Juliet last week spoke to Johnny Wilkinson and Stephen Gerrard. And the results of the not-so-in-depth interview will be coming up in a couple of records' time. Excited?
Hmm.
Good.
I don't...
God bless her. She likes me. Do you know that?
She fancies you, doesn't she?
What can I tell you? She's got eyes, hasn't she? Josh Stone fell in love with her before... And before that was Shakedown and At Night. It's 7:42. Can't speak today. I'm wide awake, though. I just can't get my words. Right, so then, last week, there was a big interview with Stephen Gerrard and Johnny Wilkinson, and Juliet Ferrington went to shove a mic in their mouths.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, well, that's what you
did. It was a big mic.
And she was doing it for BBC's Football Focus and for Grandstand.
And Grandstand, yeah, don't forget that too.
Do you get paid double then?
I don't think so. I think it's just part of my deal.
Right, is it?
Yeah, I wish.
She's got a deal, Dave.
We haven't got a deal, have we?
No, we've got a sympathy contract.
We don't do reports for Football Focus and Grandstand. Yet.
Could be a big future ahead.
Oh, yeah, imagine that. Imagine Comedy Dave as an Evertonian interviewing Stephen Gerrard. Right, so you're a bit rubbish, aren't you? But how do you feel? I'd be slightly biased.
I would never be biased. I'd be a true journalist.
So obviously this is Juliet's kind of first big interview for our show. So she took advice from the king of interviews, Dominic Byrne, after his success with Tom Cruise, Renée Zellweger and Peter Andre's dad. And how was that? Did you learn a lot from Dominic?
He told me, yeah. I mean, his advice was brilliant. You know, how to relax the person you're interviewing.
Really?
How to make them feel warm and friendly.
Really?
I tried.
I bet you did.
Yeah, so what happened? We went up to Stockport last Thursday, had a nice free lunch from Adidas for their Predator Pulse boot launch. Apparently they're really funky boots.
Bootlicious.
Bootlicious. Well, they are now, and they're in the shops, apparently. Anyway, Stephen Gerrard was first up. We got sent into a little room with him, with five other blokes, so no pressure whatsoever with my serious, hard questions
for him. Now,
are
these ridiculous questions?
No, the first one was really good. The first one had journalism involved. You know, you look at Liverpool, you look at their future, you look at the players, so I thought, well, we'll ask him about Liverpool, ask him about Michael Owen's future.
Right.
And then I thought I'd go for the killer question and ask him, you know, whether he would consider joining Leeds United.
Great.
You can, I don't really know. Obviously, I'm a Liverpool boy and I'm enjoying my time at Liverpool, but you know, a footballer's career, you're not really too sure what's going to happen the next day or the day after, so I'm not really to tell Chris, I'm not really too sure, but I'm enjoying myself at Liverpool at the moment.
The only thing about that is, if you ask anybody else if they'd be interested in joining Leeds United, they would either laugh or go no.
Or cry.
Or both. No, I don't think so. Dave would like to join Leeds United as a professional footballer.
No.
Rachel?
No.
Juliet?
No.
See, you know, and Stephen Gerrard, rather than go, no, I'm quite happy with Liverpool, he has to answer it dead serious. Would you fancy leaving Liverpool and the fact that you're captain there and maybe come and support Ian Hart at Leeds United?
You can, I don't really know. Obviously, I'm a Liverpool boy and I'm enjoying my time at Liverpool. But
see, I'd take that as a maybe, because he says I don't really know.
You can, I don't really know.
See? That could be a maybe.
He's not ruling it out, is it?
Maybe it's that you've got a hot exclusive.
Yeah, could be there in the summer at Ellen Road. So after all that, I thought, well, maybe we'll go for the sort of lifestyle, hello kind of magazine kind of questions.
Yeah,
because, you know, football's a bit boring, to be honest. So the next question really was, what's your favourite dog?
Genius.
That's a strange question to be asked, but I'm not really a fan of dogs, to be honest. But I did once have a Cocker Spaniel.
Yeah, but I tell you what, you say it was a light question, but you did get it out of him.
In the end,
you know,
yeah.
You did find out this scoop that he did once have a Cocker Spaniel.
The amount of thousands of interviews that he's done, and something tells me he's never been asked that before.
The expression on his face was just unbelievable. It was just like as if, what on earth is this girl going to ask next? And all the blokes next to me were just like, only she could ask that kind of question. So, just to put even more pressure...
I want to hear it again.
That's a strange question to be asked, but I'm not really a fan of dogs, to be honest. But I did once have a Cocker Spaniel.
It's not like professional football in the Premiership to not be a fan of dogs.
Most have them, don't they? Walk them in the afternoon and all that sort of thing after training?
And that, yeah.
Yeah, OK. So moving quickly along, just to put more pressure on the other guys in the room with me, because they obviously had to follow up, I asked him what his favourite cheese was.
Beautiful.
Melted cheese, I don't know what made. Cheddar's fine. Cheddar's fine, yeah.
Melted cheese.
Yeah. That's his favourite cheese.
This is genius. You had him on the ropes after the dog question. You had him on the ropes and you went for the sucker punch.
What's your favourite cheese? Definitely melted cheese. Yeah.
At that point, though, he actually looked at his agent as if to think, what on earth did I say?
What is my favourite cheese?
The agent's going through his bio.
Oh, mozzarella? No. Gorgonzola?
Stephen,
no.
Stephen, melted cheese. Melted cheese.
Yeah, but it's
melted
a good question, cheese, though, isn't it?
Melted cheese.
I
love that.
It's a good answer.
Morning, Stephen, by the way.
So then we got to...
melted cheese.
Then I got moved out of that room.
Yeah, but you did.
I did, very quickly, and went into another room, and we went to the stage and a nice, well-lit kind of area. Johnny Wilkinson was there doing lots of interviews.
Yeah.
So we were the last up for him. And with the success of that cheese question...
No, you didn't.
Oh, yes, I did.
We've been trying to get an interview with Johnny Wilkinson for, like, months and months and months. Don't tell me the first question you asked him was, what's your favourite cheese?
It was.
Was that honestly what you were going to ask me? Damn it, I do have a favourite cheese, actually. In fact, I only have one favourite cheese. Well, because I hate all cheese, apart from, like, the mildest cheddar. So that's me, I'm just a mild cheddar. Does that say anything about me?
Yeah. It says that you and Stephen Gerrard love your cheese.
Melted cheese, I don't know what...
You're the princess of Parmesan.
Maybe.
That's the longest answer I've ever seen Johnny Wilkinson give in an interview.
But he actually smiled and he laughed as well because, you know, when they came back from the World Cup and he was quite shy, wasn't he? And everyone said, oh, he doesn't really smile and he's all very plain. But
he wasn't getting enough of his favourite
cheese.
He knows
his cheese.
Yeah, he does know his cheese. And he's also a big fan of movies as
all
well.
All right, yeah.
So we thought, well... What's your favourite Back to the Future movie?
Great question. That's the question, though, that we're going to ask virtually everybody now, isn't it?
Mm.
What's your favourite Back to the Future movie?
Oh, I was a bit of a big Matrix fan.
No.
A big Matrix fan.
Back to the Future.
I haven't seen the last one yet.
Right.
But I watch a lot of the old kind of... the old school sort of fraternity movies.
Back to the Future.
What are they? And a lot of Chevy Chase type Fletch. I was into those sort of movies. They're big fan. Those sort of movies with Fletch Lives and Spies Like Us and all that rubbish.
Love it.
Animal House.
Yeah.
It's a belter. That was my kind of scene. But I'm also into the new stuff like Matrix. I haven't seen that last one and I need to go and see that Lord of the Rings thing.
I'm a really big movie fan. Some of my favourite movies are Stop on My Mum Will Shoot.
Mm-hmm. Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Porky's, of course.
Uncle Buck.
And Suburban Commando.
Yeah, starring Hulk Hogan, of course. I like the fact that he considers Chevy Chase to be a movie hero of his.
But you, so do you.
Yeah, I do. Absolutely.
I like the fact, he's a massive Matrix fan.
Oh, I was a bit of a big Matrix fan. A big Matrix fan. I haven't seen the last one yet.
Yeah, massive Matrix fan. Love the Matrix. Haven't actually seen, you know, the most important one of the three.
Yeah, but he was busy doing rugby.
Well, all right, I'll give him that.
Porkies.
And that was Johnny and Stevie.
Well, you did a very good job. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done, Jules.
Mild cheddar.
I thought you asked the questions that matter there.
And melted.
We've got another clip of the interview. Which I don't know what the question was that you asked, but we do have this response, and you're going to have to explain exactly what was going on here.
Should I do it on the floor? Is that easier?
Should I do it on the back or
the
front?
Do you think I do it on my back? Front. Hold on tight.
What the hell is that?
Should we do it on the floor?
Should we do it on my back?
On my front.
What the hell is that?
That's raw and uncut.
You're
clearly.
Telling me it's raw. Well,
should be on cable.
Calm down, Alan.
Well, I don't know. Should I do it on the floor? Is that easier?
Should I do it on the floor?
Do you think I'd do it on my back?
I think they were trying to assist in the interview technique.
Red Hot and Stoke.
Johnny Wilkinson uncut and raw on Radio 1.
Blimey.
Thank you, Juliet. Well done. You can have the Tony Blair interview that we have booked in soon.
Great.
Melted cheese.
Cheese questions.
So, Prime Minister, if I may, what's your favourite cheese? And the Prime Minister says...
Melted cheese.
There you go. thank you, love. 7.51. Yesterday, Dave and I went to see The Darkness at Maida Vale in London.
Very, very good.
For Joe Wiley. In case you missed it, this is live from yesterday, The Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, and it's great. Rubbish, they'll never make it in a million years.
It's that time again for Brit.
I'm being subjected to an in-depth conversation about last night's Coronation Street. Sadly, created by Dominic and heavily helped along by Juliet and Rachel. Oh, did you see Coronation Street last night? Oh, God. Oh, I wonder what's going to happen. So, is that it? Does that mean he's left her? are so, so, so sad. All of you are so pathetic.
I missed it last night.
Did you watch the Jungle Show, though? That was great, wasn't it? Jungle Show.
Did you see Holiday last night? Last minute Valentine's idea.
Oh, yeah, I'll tell you what, I did see on Holiday last night. That stupid toffee-nosed bird who says that wine smells of fields.
Shilly Goulden.
What the bloody hell was she doing on Holiday last night with that old hag of an aunt? Oh, she's walking around Memphis. What a waste of my money.
I was watching the Valentine's tip
they
show, right?
They sent it to blooming Memphis, right? The home of Stax Records and Otis Redding and Elvis Presley and all that shit. I must admit, before I came on this holiday, I wasn't really a music fan. Well, you shouldn't have bloody gone then, should you? You scrounging, freeloading cow. Send me and Dave. I know about my music. Had a gone, Stax. Yeah, they made records. Great. Where's the pub? You know what I mean? We'd have made it interesting. Mm. Taking a blooming auntie. Hey, we're sitting on the couch now. That's what poor people do. Shut up. A waste of money.
You're listening to Radio 1. It's 8 o'clock.
One. I think I've got a fair rant about that. How are you getting on with the Valentine's thing, by the way? Any ideas?
Say after 9.
They were saying you could fly your love one out to New York for a few
days.
You know,
last night on the Valentine's tips, a week in Kenya, 700 quid. You having a laugh? I want to go to Kenya for Valentine's.
I love you, honey bunny. Let's go on safari.
700 quid in Kenya. I go to Woburn.
All right, calm down. We'll discuss this later, right? Coming up, a record that hopefully you haven't heard for a good few years, but you'll absolutely love it. It's just a few minutes away after news and sport with Dom and Chills. It's just gone 8 o'clock.
Kerry is Queen of the Jungle.
And will it be 100 for Omri tonight?
BBC. Your newsbeat is coming up to 5 minutes past 8.
Why are you laughing?
We're laughing at?
Because you're making a hand gesture.
Hey. No, I'm not.
Along the lines of, hurry up with that weather, you.
Dave and I are confused about one of the news stories, if you don't mind me asking you about
sure.
it.
Sure. Is it the one I've thrown on the floor?
It's the last news story that he did just before the sport.
Yes, the increased speed limit on the motorways. 80 miles an hour.
Increase?
Yeah, it's 70 at the moment.
Eh?
It's 70.
No, what's it at the moment?
70.
Really?
Yes. Because you'll stick to 70 miles an hour, won't you, every time you zip up the M1 to Leeds?
I thought that copper on Sunday was having a laugh. I thought he just recognised me, was a fan of the show, was having a bit of a giggle.
It's 60 on your A road.
It's 99 illegal.
99 is, yeah, it's borderline illegal.
Really?
Yeah.
God, you learn to be...
You speak for yourself. I've always known it's 70 miles per hour. Safety first.
See, what it is, officer, is I'm used to the Autobahn, you see?
That's great.
Yeah, which is German for motorway. The Autobahn. You see that?
Ever been on an Autobahn?
I don't know. I've driven in France, but they're not Autobahns.
They're not Autobahns.
Are they? No.
They're French motorways.
Right. They're Le Motorway.
Mm-hmm.
Le Way de Moteur. I think you're fine. It's the French for that. But I don't think you've been on the Autobahn.
I have, yes.
And how fast did you drive on that? 70.
75.
Well, you little tinker. Also, a little feat. I'm just going to update you on my life.
Yes, please.
Because I know you like to be interested, Dom.
Yes, I do.
I'm having terrible tooth troubles.
Are you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've got a filling which has completely gone on one side, which is making drinking hot things and cold things quite difficult.
You know what you need, don't you? A dentist.
Well, this is it. And you recommended a dentist to me yesterday.
I did.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether or not I live... where I live, right? I don't know whether or not it's a... bad toothed area, you know.
Do such areas exist?
Well, I think so, and I think I'm living in one.
Tooth deprivation.
I phoned up yesterday, the 9th of February. Help you? Yeah, hi. I'd like to make an appointment to get my teeth fixed, please.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I can get you in on the 24th of February. What?
That's not bad.
Are you kidding? I thought she was going to say, "How does 3 o'clock grab you?" The 24th of I went. Can you not do anything? I mean, I'm in pain, for God's sake. I'm finding it hard to talk. I thought I heard a mumble. Bloody God, I hate your show. But I don't know whether that was
You should
true.
Have said that you're mates with me. I've still got an appointment from last July I never went to.
Yeah, I don't...
Use that.
Yeah, but I don't think you can, you know, I don't think I can turn up tomorrow and go, I'm sorry, there's no one available today to look out. No. My friend Dave didn't come last July. You have a space free.
I do.
So don't roll it over on a day-to-day basis.
I've got a bonus appointment.
Anyway. Also, we're up for an award at the Pratt Awards, the NME Awards 2004, for Best Radio Show.
I think we're a strong contender this year.
Yep. The nominees are Zane Lowe from Radio 1.
I'll never vote for him.
Colin Murray and Edith Bowman from Radio 1.
Nope.
Steve Lamacq. Golden Globe winner Ricky Gervais.
No.
No. And does.
I think we're favourites.
Hands down. Dave, do you know what, Dave? I wouldn't even practice standing up. I really wouldn't. I'm practicing. Oh, congratulations, Ricky. Stroke Zane, stroke Steve, stroke Colin and Edith. That's what I'd practice.
I think we're all winners just for being there.
Do you? I see, I've never understood that. I think if you lose, you're a loser. And Rachel goes, why don't we go? It'll be a great laugh and we can have a few drinks and hang out with everybody.
Free scran as well.
I'm like, why don't we go to an award ceremony with your name on it when you're going to lose? Oh, don't be like that. It'll be great fun. Exactly. Run through the bit of great fun that will be when they go, and the nominees are Fat Miles. He won't be winning. And the winner is Colin Muppet and Edith Bowman. It is about the winning. I've never understood. It's about the taking part. What's that? You know, the only time that phrase is rubbish. It's not about the winning. It's about the taking part. Is absolute rubbish. The only time that phrase is ever applicable is if you just entered an orgy contest or something.
We're the new show on the air, and we know we're not the same. To be your number one, well, that's our major aim. What makes this show stand out when the record has stopped playing? When he speaks into the mic, you understand what he is saying.
I don't know where they hold those, though, these days. That's the expression. Right, 8:09. If you're just waking up, this should help it for you. Turn the radio up now and enjoy. On Monday, Jamelia, thank you for that. The brilliant Lenny Kravitz, Are You Gonna Go My Way from 1993.
Scary.
I know. Morning, if you're just getting up, it's 8:16.
Oh, mysterious girl, I wanna get close to you.
Well, he was third on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, but he'll always be number one in our hearts. It's Peter Andre!
How are you, mate?
I am great. How are you?
Good. Now, before you start, I got out of the show and I've been told lots about, you know, that what you've been saying and what you've done for me. So, you know, I want everyone to know I'm really appreciative of it, and especially you to know that. Thanks, mate, for all that you said and you did, because, you know, it means a lot to me.
Well,
so I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Mr. Andre.
Yeah, thanks.
Congratulations. You're third, but I'm sure you're happy with that.
Oh, unbelievable. To make it to the final day and to see the whole show through to the end is just, it's unbelievable, you know?
It's still kind
of all surreal. I just can't, I haven't comprehended it yet.
The thing is, over here, when we're sitting on our couch after a long day at work, or a few hours in my case, it's great entertainment, but I think everybody's kind of, everyone appreciates the balls that all of you have for doing all those stupid insect challenges, which, but I've got to say, I wouldn't have done one.
Mate, I won't ever do it again.
I don't blame
you. So much of it, when you're there, you think, no way am I going to do that. And then you kind of, your mind over matter, and you kind of think, nah, stuff it, I'll do it. And then, you start thinking, what's the worst that could happen in that? But I tell you, it is worse. When you're there, you know, you just won't understand how scary it is unless you're there. But everyone seemed to have the balls. I don't know how, but we all seem to have the balls to do it.
I tell you what, though, we've all been laughing with everybody, and it's fair to say at times we've been laughing at everybody in the jungle as well. But you genuinely seemed absolutely petrified on that last challenge.
Mate, honestly, after that first challenge I did where I had to put my head through the boxes, I thought, okay, I've overcome my fear of snakes and spiders, sure, I've done that, I can do anything. But when I saw that, and then they showed it this morning, I did it yesterday, when they showed that, I freaked out. I was so petrified, but it was an hour afterwards. I was shaking for about an hour afterwards, and I've got all this rash all over my back. I was obviously bitten a few times, and it's just turned out into this huge rash, so you know, it's kind of freaky, but I think it just might have conquered my fears on spiders now. You know.
So if you wouldn't mind a few more spiders on you right now,
no chance.
Crawling
no
all
chance.
Over your shoulder.
Mate, that's why I'm on the plane to England tomorrow.
Are you coming here?
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
It's going to be Andre Mania.
It's so hard to comprehend all this at the moment. The British public have, you know, they've just been great. Everyone's been great from what I've understood. I haven't seen anything, I don't know, but from what I'm hearing, it's been awesome. And you, mate, I owe you dinner.
Well, you, or a few beers will do me.
Ah, yeah, beers. Yeah, but I'm talking dinner because I haven't had food for 2 weeks.
Okay. I haven't had any beer for about 8 hours.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm having one right now. Cheers.
Oh, don't. So, listen, very quickly, because I know you're going to be very, very tired because it's already late in the afternoon there now, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what time it is.
So, a few things we want to run through, some of which you'll know about, some of which you won't know about. Obviously, I wanted to try and get Mysterious Girl re-released, and it is going to be re-released.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Back in the charts and back in our hearts.
Mate, I hope they change the video clip. It's a bit old. But that's great that you guys have put this together, this idea. When they told me today, I'm like, what? Are you serious? So that's awesome.
Well, and obviously, there's lots of odds on you, the bookies, and what's going to happen. And the odds are 50-1 for Jordan to star in a remake of Mysterious Girl. However, I don't think you'd want to do that because it would put you under some pressure with the whole Katie Peter thing, which I think is down to you. I think it's your business.
You're a good man.
All I would say is you just be careful. That's all I'd say.
I appreciate that, mate.
I don't really know her that well, but I just be careful. That's all I... Because I'm on your side.
You're a good man, mate. I appreciate it.
So that said, I'll be in the video if you remake it.
You got it, mate. Let's do it.
A mysterious bloke.
Yeah, mysterious. And I've got huge
stomp
breasts.
Stomp it, baby. Stomp it.
So that's another thing.
Sorry, mate. I've got to tell you this. After hanging out with Lord Brocker for 2 weeks, I'm starting to question myself. I was we were just saying stomp it to each other for 2 weeks.
No, seriously, don't. No.
Did you see me as tutu?
Yes, I did. It did nothing for me.
We burnt it yesterday.
I know, and he saw it getting burnt.
Yeah, but you know, he stained it. I mean, what
Hey, it could have been worse. I don't want to go down that road. Also, the whole Insania thing, as I'm sure people have been telling you, that we picked up on, are you aware that there is a company on the internet which is called InsaniaRingtone.com that has now got different ringtones featuring you singing Insania?
Hey, do we get any royalties for that or what?
Do you know what? I'm sure that could be a matter for maybe yourself and your lawyers, but...
Oh, that's crazy.
We have one here for you if you want it. These are ringtones that you can download for your phone. Do you want to hear one of them?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it. Go on.
All right, here it is.
This is Insania.
I don't know if this is exactly how you heard the song in your head.
Tell him to take it off, otherwise I'll get sick of it in a week.
There you go. No, you should say take it off or I'll sue your ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that too. I forgot about that.
So, listen, when you're gonna come back, back to the UK tomorrow?
Yeah, I'm flying out tomorrow, so I don't know what time I arrive, but I'll be there the day after.
Well, if you need somewhere to stay, I've got a spare room.
Ah, you're a good man.
And you should, if you can, come in and see us on the show.
No, I will. I will, definitely.
You're more than welcome.
Definitely.
Is there anything else you want to know from us while you're out there in the bush?
No, it's just, mate, honestly, it's just all a bit surreal. And I reckon after a good night's sleep, I'll probably just wake up and, you know, just at the moment, I just don't know. I don't know, even know what to say. It's just kind of a bit all over the place, so...
Well, listen, Peter, congratulations. You've been very,
thanks,
very entertaining. Obviously, the single's going to come out. You've made a lot of money for charity. And no matter what anybody says about you, you've groped Jordan. So that's something that we can all respect you for.
So I'm no longer the acorn, hey? Oh, that's great.
Oh, man, seriously. What are you... Oh, no, everybody's beaten about this bush, but I've got to say before you go, Jesus, you're hung like a horse. It's unbelievable. It's like a judge's gaffle.
I'm hung like a horse.
Do you know,
you're a good man.
Alan, did you not see that?
I didn't see that, no.
Man, seriously. Maybe. It's like a third leg.
It's tripod.
It's unbelievable. It's almost as big as mine.
Oh, good on you, mate.
Right, listen, a safe journey back here. And we'll see you in a few days, hopefully.
Yeah, you bet. I'm in England.
He's coming to see you.
I'm coming, baby.
Peter Andre, ladies and gentlemen.
See you, mate.
Have a good day, man.
Oh, yeah.
As I said, actually, if Peter Andre comes to the UK, it will be Andre Mania or Andrania.
Ah, genius.
Thanks. No, some just got off the text.
Did you?
Yeah.
Andrania.
Right, Brits then, we're going to give away... thanks to Peter, by the way. You can't hear me now, we've cut him off, but God bless him. And apparently, just before the phone call, he was on the Danny.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's Australian for toilet.
I know. 08700 100 100. We're going to do the Brits contest in about 10, 15 minutes. So if you want to be on, your chance to get a job working 3 days backstage at the Brits. Yes, for free. Yes, we're supporting slave labour. Blah, blah, blah. And all the other miserable texts that came in yesterday. You'll be a runner backstage at the Brits for 3 days. If you want to be in with a chance of winning that, 08700 100 100. Call now.
Bobby Trice. Real name. No gimmicks.
825.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.
Hey, yo, this is Marshall on Radio 1.
Two trailer park...
Eminem, without me, Radio 1. I play that especially for T-Bond, who's a big Eminem fan. What's your favourite Eminem song, Jenny? Oh, I do know the names of them, but I thoroughly enjoy his lyrics. What's your favourite Eminem lyric? Well, again, I can't remember, but they're great lyrics.
She likes The Darkness as well, apparently. Yeah. She hasn't heard any of their songs, but she plays the album very much.
I don't know the name of the songs or the lyrics or how they go or the tunes or the melodies or anything like that, but I really love them.
BBC. Radio 1. Newsbeat.
Puddle of Mud coming up, 50 Cent coming up, plus our big Brits competition day two. We'll do it in a second after news of sport. It's 8.30.
And the main news, Kerry McFadden has been...
on Radio 1.
And it's now 8.33.
Good morning to you, Dominic Byrne.
Good morning.
Newsreader extraordinaire, family man, husband and father.
Family man, and that's the same.
Whatever.
Family man kind of incorporates.
And hello,
so.
Juliet, who reads the sport.
Yeah.
And Dave, what?
What?
Hi. And Rachel.
Hello.
And Allard. I'm on the phones, leave me alone. I'm busy. I'm finding a contestant for the Brits contest. Heidi, hi.
Howdy, ho.
Howdy, ho.
Ted Carney, Heidi, hi.
Howdy, ho.
That's one of the greatest shows of all time. Ted Bovis, what a legend.
He was a legend.
I model myself on him, you know.
You look like him.
Thank you. I've worked for years to achieve this look.
You should grow big sides.
Brig sides?
Yeah.
What, like Briggy?
Or big sides. Grow big sides.
See, I'm like Ted Bovis. You're like Spike. He's kind of assistant apprentice, you man.
I'm not wholly familiar with the programme and their characters. And
you are very similar to
can't
Spike.
Can't tell whether that is a compliment or indeed.
Hey, Ted, I don't want to go in there.
Course you do, with the campers love it. Get in there. Right, when I come up and go, where is he, boys and girls? You come on and go, oh, is this what you're looking for? And I'll pop the pie in your face, it'll be hilarious.
Oh, I don't like it, Ted.
Oh, shut up, you big girl, get on with it.
What's the opposite of compliment?
Uncompliment. It's not.
As I said, Dominic, king of news.
Jeff man, Dave man, Chris man, Reg man, Alan man, Jules pet man, Ant man, Deck pet, Y man, Deck man, Ant pet man. Jeff man, Dave man, Chris man, Reg man, Alan man, Jules pet man, and a Jeffy man, and an Antidot man, and a pet, and a man, and a Jeff
man. You see, lyrically,
yes.
Up until Jeffy Man, it was all right.
What's I like Jeffy Man.
But I think
and
it
a Jeffy
it.
Man and an Antidec Man and a pet and a Jeff.
Deck, and no, Jeff and a Y.
And a Jeff.
Man, yeah. Jeffy Man, though.
Jeffy Man is a great lyric.
Up until there, it had Grammy written all over it.
And now it's jammy. Dave?
Be insult, wouldn't it? The opposite of compliment, I suppose.
Sure. Do you think?
Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people 'cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan, but he's got his own hair.
8:36. Good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
I like this track.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, yeah.
I'm gonna make you hot.
Pardon?
Dr. Dre.
What?
Aftermath.
Yeah.
Shady.
Your face, Dave. What? Just like you, you just walked into a room after someone's left a big fart.
It's that stuff we just got sent. Stinks.
Which means that we've been sent some Valentine's pizzas.
Aphrodisiac pizza.
It's half a pizza, as you normally would have one, but it's also got strawberries and bananas and chocolate on.
But the other half has got asparagus and vegetables and stuff.
It's not right, is it?
Rachel launched onto the pizzas within seconds of arriving.
That... No, I picked a bit of asparagus off.
Who's the first person to go, here, let me have a look, open the box and pick something out? You.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Life is difficult.
Yeah, I know it is difficult, but how about this? Don't shove pizza into your gob at 20 to 9 in the morning.
Well, maybe we shouldn't be delivered it at 20 to 9 in the morning, then.
You know, see, I haven't eaten any of it, Dave.
No.
Alan?
No.
Nor have I had a bit of asparagus.
Why do you have some at all?
Well, asparagus is fine.
Has it given you an aphrodisiac effect?
No.
No, she's now took it into an orange. You know, because that's what, you know, when you have a bit of pizza, cancel it out with an orange.
I did not have a bit.
You did have a bit. Why did you even... I don't understand your age. Why did you even touch it?
I don't want to talk about it on air.
Do you know what? And I'm going to say this, and you're going to be embarrassed, and you're going to have a go at me off the air, but I think I need to say it, because I kind of need to shame you into getting in shape. I'm like Harvey from Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh,
it's all excuses, would you, girl?
You know you'll get a backlash on the text.
Don't you talk to me like that. Don't you talk to me like that.
People will stick
it's up. Mind over matter. If you don't mind, it won't matter. You know what you're turning is, girl? You know what you're turning is? You, look at me. You eyeballing me, girl? You eyeballing me?
No.
You know what you're doing? You know what you're turning into? You're turning into a kind of girl who walks into McDonald's and goes, Big Mac, large fries, chocolate donut, but a Diet Coke, please, because I'm trying to lose weight. And that's what you're turning into. Don't you interrupt when I'm talking, Alan. You skinny little boy.
I was on your side.
Don't you talk to me.
Okay.
You're meant to be on my side.
He's on my side. Because he's looking at you and he's thinking the same thing that I'm thinking. That ain't right.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are. You're on my side, remember? Just stop it. Right?
Okay.
Thank you. 2004. Right, it's 8:45. It's almost 8:46. If your bus is at 8:47, you better get your ass a moving. That bus ain't gonna wait for no man unless it's delayed because
might
of
be late, though.
Roadworks and
traffic
confidence that often these people have.
Mm.
Right, so we're doing Run Your Brits Off. It's our competition. You can be a runner at this year's Brit Awards. 3 days working at the Brits. It's a great prize. We're playing today with Nick from Dunstable. Hello, Nick.
Yeah, Chris, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, I love your Mr. T impression. I feel ashamed of
the brilliant. It's not Mr. T. It's Harvey from Celebrity Fit Club.
Oh, sorry.
Mr. T is...
I ain't got no damn aeroplane, fool.
That is you as well.
It also sounds a bit like Arnold from Different Strokes.
What are you talking about, Willis?
It could be anybody. Scylla Black.
Surprise, surprise. It's Scylla here.
Maybe not. What do you do, Nick?
I'm basically a bit of a runner already. I work for I can't say. Can I whip bread? Yeah, I suppose you can say.
You just said it.
Oh yeah, damn. I'm a bit of a gopher for them. So I thought I'm perfectly cut out for this.
There you go. 3 days working at the Brits.
Brilliant. And I get to follow loads of celebs around, which I have been arrested for in the past. So
well, this is what I was hoping. You know what I mean? This is the one flaw in Radio 1's excellent competition. I mean, if you don't, none of the stars appearing have, injunctions out or restraining orders out on you, do they?
No.
Good. There you go. Alan's face is like, oh, no, he put through a slash on a stalker. all right, then. So would you like to meet?
I'd like to probably meet Kylie and be her gusset cleaner.
Oh, dude, that's sick, man.
8:47.
Yeah. You did ask.
I apologise. Well, yeah, I didn't ask for that much detail.
There's more.
No, I really don't want to hear more. Oh. And by the way, your chance of winning now has just reduced. And also, what's that? I know, Kylie's people are on the phone. She's now just pulled out. She's not going to the Brits. She's busy. All right, so here's how it's going to work, then. We're going to put you in our virtual Brits backstage simulator as a runner. We're going to give you a list of instructions, lots of information. As soon as you've heard all of the instructions, we're going to give you 30 seconds to remember as many things as you can about your runner's list. If you have the highest score on Friday, which I pray to Lord God Almighty that you don't have the highest score. You will be our Brits winner, and Kylie will be papping herself.
Even better. Mm.
Alad, why did you put this freak on? What are you, seriously, what are you trying to do to me?
He's a Jekyll and Hyde. He was nice before.
That's men for you.
Right.
They're all pigs. Right, OK. Ready, mate?
Yes.
Here we go. Let's go into our Brits Backstage Simulator. All right, we're backstage in the VIP hospitality area. Dido's chatting on a mobile to her brother Rollo, while across the corridor, David Bowie is helping himself to his favourite custard cream biscuits. Busted have just arrived in a green people carrier with three members of their management company, but can't get part because Radiohead's tour bus is in the way. Justin Timberlake is playing football backstage with 50 Cent, and the Strokes are playing whist in their dressing room on the second floor. Kylie Minogue said she wants a bath, but apparently there's no hot water, and Lamar's just sent his PA to go and fetch him a cheeseburger with ketchup and onions, but no gherkins, as they give him a rash. Rachel Stevens has got former S Club mate Hannah to keep her company, and Kelly Jones is playing pool with Grant from the next 20 minutes or so, as Grant is going for a sleep in a bit and Kelly's going to massage at 2:30. Your 30 seconds start now. What type of food brings Lamar out in a rash?
Is it gherkins?
How many of Busted's management team are with them?
Three.
What are David Bowie's favourite type of biscuits?
Custard cream.
What time is Kelly Jones's massage?
Probably about midday. Good try.
Who is 50 Cent playing football with backstage?
Justin Timberlake.
Who is Dido chatting to on a mobile?
David Bowie.
Which floor is the Strokes dressing room on?
Second.
Who can't have a bath and isn't happy?
The bloke from Square 20, Kelly.
Is the wrong answer. It was ironically enough, Kylie.
I didn't want her to be clean. I needed her to be slightly soiled.
Yeah, that's lovely. You just keep on dragging yourself down and down and out. I apologise, by the way, to anybody who's just tucking into their breakfast for this vile, disgusting creature. But that's Dunstable for you. I know, I used to work there.
You did? My God, you did, actually.
No,
I did.
No, God, don't. How well do you think you did?
Is this with the Chris Moyles equalising factor added onto my score, which would mean zero?
Oh, Jesus. Will you just answer the question, you dope?
Six.
Five.
Oh, does that mean I win?
No.
Oh.
You're kind of jointly in the lead, but at the same time, jointly last.
Hmm.
What happens if it's a joint on winner on Friday?
You lose.
You won't. Somebody's bound to get six.
I've got my brush.
Because five is very poor. Well, no, yesterday the girl who got five, that was a good result, but yours is poor. Although, personally, I think we're all delighted. Especially Kylie. Well, anyway, it was lovely talking to you. Not really, but I have to say that. It's radio. And good luck with everything, especially therapy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Jesus. What a sick weirdo.
Am I fired?
Mate, I tell you, if they don't get six or seven tomorrow... Do you really want that guy hanging out backstage at the Brits? Gee, if he wins, keep him well away from me and my undercrackers. Oh, I need a shower. You know what I mean? What a creepy bloke.
Oh, Chris. Yeah, Kylie Minogue. Whoa.
And you put him through?
He was really nice before. Really nice.
You've got to look out for people like that.
They hide really well.
I'm telling you. Yeah. Apparently he got some memory techniques as once taught by Paul McKenna. So I'm sorry, Paul, it's not the greatest advertisement you've ever had. But there you go. Right, five then, so joint first place.
Joint last place also, though.
Exactly. Somebody's got to beat that tomorrow morning. We'll do it again at the same time. If you want to be going to the Brits, be listening for the chance to go and hopefully beat that man there. The Brits are next week, aren't they?
Yep.
Exciting.
It's that time again.
What a great record. That's Coldplay. God put a smile upon your face.
Like that?
Love it, yes.
Good. Alan, do you like Coldplay?
Love them.
Such a liar.
I do. Well, I had to do a list of my top 10 favourite songs and Coldplay was on there.
What for?
Well, one of my top 10
magazine. My genius link, can you get there from yesterday's The Verve, Lucky Man?
Verve rhymes with swerve, which is what you might be forced to do if a cow were to jump a fence and land in front of you on a dual carriageway.
I've seen a cow!
A dual carriageway, as the name suggests, consists of two lanes, as perhaps would a very small regional bowling alley. A bowling alley is somewhere that involves the wearing of strange and unfamiliar shoes. Shoes often have laces. If you add a P to the front of the word laces, you get places, which is what you might find on a map. A map is difficult to fold, and in that respect is not wholly dissimilar to a complex origami puzzle. A puzzle is something you might do on a long train journey. A long train journey can be tiring and leave you feeling exhausted. Exhausted is how you might look having just completed a marathon. Marathon is the old name for Snickers. Snickers are packed with peanuts. Peanuts was a cartoon that featured Charlie Brown and Woodstock. And Woodstock was like the original festival back in 1969, where flower-crazed hippies indulged themselves with free love tie-dye and veggie burgers in an orgy of non-conformity that had the establishment worried by the actions of these uncontrollable wild things. Which links us predictably to this morning's genius. I can't bloody speak this morning. It is Tone Loc and Wild Thing.
A rubbish genius link, but a great record. Let's get it off.
Let's do it.
Brilliant. Tone Loc, Wild Thing. What year was that, Alad?
Dunno.
88? Dave?
It was, because it came out before Funky Cold Medina, which was 1989.
Which one of those do you have on 12-inch?
Funky Cold Medina.
Right. Don't know how I remember that.
It's in my mum's loft, I think.
Is it? Don't be stupid. She'll have had that down when you moved out. She'll be playing it every day.
I had to look for it the other day. I couldn't find it, though.
I'm telling you, she nicked it, mate.
On eBay.
Tone Loc, Wild Thing. Seamless link?
Yeah.
Right. Thank you. Yeah, a little added extra on the end of the treasure hunt theme tune for you. I went running yesterday.
Did you? In the gym or on the road?
No, on the road.
How was it?
All right. My right foot was a bit smarting a little bit, I must admit.
One lap or two?
I did half an hour.
Okay.
So, wasn't too bad.
Not bad.
And I find it bizarre that I decided to go for a run yesterday rather than go to the gym.
Which you've joined at high expense.
I don't know if I can go after 4 o'clock, though, or something silly. I joined the cheap one.
Is it too late to pull out? Because, see, technically...
Oh, man, they tie you into, like, a lifetime contract.
But you haven't consummated your gym membership yet.
Well, technically, I think I have.
Well, you haven't really, because you haven't taken your clothes off, have you?
Yeah, I have had a session there. Dave, you keep saying this. You keep saying that I haven't done anything at the gym. How would I know about the showers with no curtains?
Yeah.
Unless I was just wandering in to have a look. I
just willy and indeed nilly,
well,
so to speak.
Whatever, I wouldn't have phrased it like that, but still. So anyway, I'm happy. I haven't had a drink since Saturday night.
That's to be applauded.
That's Sunday and Monday without any alcohol.
I haven't had a drink since Sunday night.
Well, there you go. Right. Alan, when was the last time you had alcohol?
Saturday,
see, like me?
Yeah.
See that? And let's go to Rachel, the queen of fitness, by the way. Rachel, who really, really wants to shed those pounds. She wants to fight the flab. She wants to get rid of all that stuff she doesn't want and step into her new body. A new Rachel, a new life, a new happiness. What was the last time you had a drink, Rachel?
Last night,
there you go, last night. And what was it? Was it maybe just a tiny, tiny, weeny, weeny bit of alcohol? What did you have?
It was only a little one.
What was it?
I had a... It makes you sound really old.
I know what you had.
Sherry.
I had a small glass of Baileys.
Small glass of Baileys.
With my flatmate, Siobhan.
Now, if you look, just do that again, right? Look what she does. See how small she's making, like...
It's only about 2 points.
Rachel, you don't get shot glasses that small, love.
No, but my wine glass, that's why.
How big was the glass?
About that. It was a small wine glass.
A goblet of Baileys.
But it wasn't full.
Baileys is fattening, though, isn't it?
Let me do my diet in my own way.
What, badly? We're trying to help you, Rachel.
Yeah, when you all sit there and eat donuts and sausage sandwiches in front of me, no wonder I have so much trauma. Anyway.
We're not the ones whining about having to lose weight. You know?
You'll get a flurry of texts again.
I don't care. All those people don't know you. I know you, and I'm trying to help you. All those people go, shut up, Chris, and stop picking on Rachel. I'm telling you what, well, that's fine. But, you know, she's the one who goes, oh, pizza's arrived. Let me just have a little look at it. Your problem isn't down there around your tum. It's up there in your head. Let me help you. You see, Rach, you need to start taking a different attitude to life. This isn't short term. This is the long term. No more picking at donuts. No more saying to Alan, me or Dave or Dominic, if you have half, I'll have half. You know, it's not going to help you. You've got to look at these foods as the foods you used to eat. You don't eat them anymore. It's like a friend that has been sent down for a few years. You're not going to see that person. Well, unless you went to visit them, but that analogy then doesn't work. You see, you need to change your ways. As I think Robert Palmer and UB40 once sang a song about.
I had a rat in my kitchen.
That was red, red wine.
Oh, shut up.
You see, last night, I went for a run, and I came back, had a bath, and then I had, ironically enough, one of those Weight Watchers spaghetti bolognese dishes.
Mmm, yum.
And after that really lovely mouth-watering spoonful, you know, I thought, I'm not full enough yet. I should have something. So I had a nice Weight Watchers ice cream sundae and then washed it down with a refreshing citrus drink. And then I get a text from Rachel. She's sitting on the couch, woofing down a Bailey's. Now, I think there's a lesson to be learned there, isn't there? What's that lesson, Rach? Come on. Come on, Rachel. I don't want to patronise you, my darling, but I'm trying to help you. Come on, Rach. What is it? What do you want to say? Come on, Rach.
I want to say we should play some more music.
Come on. Do that in a second. Listen, always remember,
shut up.
Rach, it's not just you, but it's us too. We're here to help.
I think of you like a sister or a sort of aunt-type person.
One thing Rachel's not as an ant.
Good morning!
Was that a bit harsh on her?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you...
Shall I take you off for cake after the show to make up? No.
Cancel them all.
Right, car park catchphrase, get calling now. Say to the nation what you just said to me about this record. Wait for the line.
I said it's not as good as the Roxette version.
Every day, every night. It must have been Love by Roxette, of course.
It's close, though, wasn't it? It's the same kind of sentiment.
That was a quick wee, Love.
Did you wash your hands?
Yes.
Rachel just said, in a very bizarre put-down, oh, I've had enough of you, I'm going off to the toilet.
That'll learn us, eh?
Which I thought was quite bizarre.
I need to go and have space.
Can't think of a punchline, can you?
Is that like a chocolate bar?
That's a rubbish one.
I know, that wasn't.
You may as well have gone, well, you are the female of the species.
That would have been
comedy,
really...
Comedy, Dave.
Shut up. Hey? Pizza pickers wear bigger knickers.
Dave.
What was that, Dave? Dave.
Pizza pickers wear bigger knickers.
Yeah, and that wasn't an original line either, was it? You nicked that one from the text.
No, I never. I just made it up.
Liar.
Pizza pickers wear bigger knickers.
Go away and think of some jokes, Dave.
I love this. The heat's off me now. Valentine's Day is among us. Men of the UK, it's Saturday. Right, do not forget.
What a stupid day to have Valentine's
Day. It should have been cancelled this year.
Can't they move it?
There's even football on.
It's the fifth round.
Should have been cancelled.
Do you know?
Valentine's Day, not the fifth round.
Originally, right, my wife said the other day that she was going to be working on Saturday afternoon. Did I mind? And I said, no, that's fine, because I watched the Man City, Man United Cup game. Now it turns out that she's not working.
Oh, that's well out of order.
And I couldn't hide the gutted look I had on my face last night. She goes, you're supposed to be pleased. So that's not fair. Valentine's Day is for both of us.
You've got it all worked out, haven't you, Dominic?
No.
I thought you did.
I thought I did too.
Why? What's wrong?
We booked the hotel. That's nice room.
Nice safe.
Nice bed. Yeah. That's in your back pocket. That's going nowhere. The problem we've got is food. We can't eat anywhere. Everything's booked.
Man, I phoned up somewhere yesterday, foolishly, right? Bearing in mind it's Saturday night in London, which is hard enough to get anywhere anyway, at any time. Hi, I was just wondering if this Saturday... if you had, no, we're completely fully booked.
Oh, was it here? Right, I'll just draw this for you. Was it there?
No.
Oh, was it not?
No.
Because I tried them. Oh, no, sorry, my friend tried them. Yes, yeah. I was talking to this friend, because obviously I'm sort of no booked. This friend of mine was ringing around loads of different places yesterday. No joy, and I thought, blimey, I wish I wasn't in that position.
I was ringing all these restaurants last night. I missed the whole of Corrie. That's why I couldn't join in your Corrie conversation. I'm like this. Hi, I was just wondering... Is that fully booked? Right. Why do I do that thing that everybody does? I'm just wondering if you have any tables available for Saturday night.
No, I'm afraid we're fully booked.
Right. Completely.
Yeah. No, I do that.
No, only partly, sir. Would you like a table for two?
You have to double-check.
I said... My friend said this, right, because sort of said, well, if you're fully booked, can you not just squeeze in two in the corner? Because two doesn't take up much room.
Yeah, damn right.
I had that. We're fully booked, but we do have a table at 6:05.
Oh,
but
I love that,
But you have to clear the table by 7.
That's a nice romantic meal.
This mate of mine got offered a table at 11:30.
That's ridiculous.
At night.
This mate of yours, is that you?
No.
Right.
What's his name?
Billy.
So as it stands, Rach, Dominic, sorry.
Easy mistake to make.
Well, you know. you've got the hotel booked.
Yes.
You've got the babysitter sorted?
Yes, all sorted.
You got nowhere to eat?
No.
All right, well, this is fine. What you do is... She won't be listening, will she?
She's not now, no.
Trisha's on now, isn't it? Oh, she'll be warming up for Trisha.
I think so.
Lorraine Kelly live. Have you seen me? Right, so all you say is, I thought about going out for dinner somewhere, but, you know, how about we eat in our room?
That's a good one.
Yeah, because, I mean, you booked a suite overlooking the sea.
Or a smallish double.
Right, okay.
An economy double.
Yeah.
I phoned up at a hotel the other night, and I said, have you got rooms available for Saturday? This Saturday? Yeah. Let me just have a look. This is really annoys me. Let me just have a look for you. It's this Saturday, did he say? Yeah, that's right. Right, that's the 14th. Wait, was he been going through the bloody calendar all that time? And then they go... is that a double room you're after? And I'm like, oh, hallelujah, bingo. Yeah, we've got one twin room out there. A double bed. There's a twin room. What, two single beds? Yeah.
You push them together, though, can't you?
Oh, I'm not
making that. You just shift the little table.
What if the bunk beds?
Well, they're not going to be bunk beds, I doubt.
I'm bringing my blooming... screwdriver and chisel?
You know, chisel?
I don't know, do I?
You know, on this whole topic of eating out, right?
Yeah.
Well...
Or not, as the case may be.
Surely if you can't get a restaurant and the tack to take is that it's more romantic to eat at home or in your hotel room, and I think that if you wear a suit, right... No, don't laugh. I'm with you on this.
I have an image, tragic image.
No, but I thought about this the other day, because I thought that if you... Shut up! If you were to eat at home but wear a suit, right, then that looks like even better than going
out. Tucking into a packed lunchbox in a suit.
Well, no, but I cook spag bol or something, but wear, you know, a jacket and tie.
Well, I can't cook... you can't cook in the room. Do you mean bring it the food from home?
Yeah, but if you wear a suit, it's okay, yeah?
You know what? I'm thinking... Well, I'm with Dave, right? You've got to think about it. It's all mental, right? Especially with
it
a woman.
It is mental. It's
mental.
Rubbish,
it clashes with the fifth round. We said that.
And the rugby.
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't that be a dream come true?
That was one of the options last night on Craig Doyle. You could go to Rome, right?
I saw that.
You get tickets for the match as well. I mean, I don't like rugby.
That's got romance written all over it.
It's not bad, is it?
It's pretty good, though.
I've been thinking, all right, because it's on it. You say to your loved one, we're going to go out somewhere special. So, you get dressed up, okay? Takes you half an hour. That's 2 hours for her.
Yeah.
Right? Lovely, exactly. Lovely. What if you say to her, we're going out, right, give a half an hour's notice, you'll be late, you stay in the taxi, love, keep it running, go in, come back out again, and do that thing like Jimmy Nesbitt in the Yellow Pages commercial.
Yeah.
Can you believe it? They gave our table away. I'm furious. Oh, pint? Maybe that
you're very, very, very nice people. I think, though, if you're in your hotel room while she's having a bath, right, you've got time to get your suit on, order room service, and then they'll pull it off, so to speak, with, you know, the silver
what
tray.
What kind of hotel are you staying at, Dave?
You know the silver trays that cover your dinner?
Yeah.
Right, they do that, which looks dead posh.
Yeah, it does.
Right, you only have to tip them a quid, innit?
That's Joe, do you?
A quid?
Yeah, good.
Yeah. How much do you tip?
Hello to the waiters.
I tip more than a quid.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes...
What, on a club sandwich?
What?
10%.
So hang on, but surely you're booked into the hotel.
Yeah.
When you're checking in, you go, and I'd like to book a table for two for dinner, please.
It's all fully booked. That's what they said.
But they...
Said, no problem with the room. Well, it was a problem with the room. It took like an hour to get it. So we got the room.
Because they're doing this, right? Is that one night or two? Is that this weekend? In our hotel.
I got laughed off the phone, a few of them. Did you have that? Did your friend have that? Did Billy have that?
But yeah, I think Billy actually said this yesterday. He said that a few people thought that his his call was just a waste of time. Yeah. I mean, I told him he should have booked it months ago.
One room, double room, please. Yep, hang on a sec.
Hang on.
I don't think so.
Sophie said to me, she goes, Valentine's Day, because we didn't really do anything special last year. I swear blind, I can't remember what we did last year, right? And I went, what did we do last year? She goes, we stayed in and watched telly after we went to the pub. And I'm like, do you know what I did like again this year?
What did we do last year? Can you remember?
I think you and I probably went out or something for a few pints and then came home with, like, a curry.
I can't remember.
What day was Valentine's Day?
I know one of the years we went for a curry. We ran into Kevin.
Your mate.
Yeah.
Our mate.
You know, the one on the bottom road.
Look, anyway, so the bottom line is I'm halfway sorted for mine. I'm in the same boat as you, Dom.
I'm going to resort to...
I've got the B&B booked.
Yeah.
Have you?
Right, yeah.
You've got the hotel sorted?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well...
Tickety-andy.
When you say hotel...
Ooh. Right.
Right. It's more...
For guest house.
A youth hostel. But...
It has a sea view.
It's somewhere different. You know?
When you say different...
Huh?
In Dartford.
Luton. No. But it's... No, it's lovely. Right? The YMCA these days, they've got all the facilities that you need...
They even provide their own sheets, apparently.
It's brilliant.
Handy for the M25.
I'm telling you. A good night is going to be had by all. The Brits, 2004. Tim from Lincoln. You type buggers, I double the bill as a tip. Yeah, of course you do. Eh? Muddy bags. Who's that? Tim Beckham from Lincoln.
You do that.
You know, but I think that's nice that you tip a pound when you go to a hotel.
10%, in fact, it's more than 10%.
When you say a pound,
yeah.
Do you tip a pound or just round it up to a pound?
Round it up to a pound.
I thought so.
What, do you know what I mean? Like, the nearest pound. Not, like, round up to a pound. If it's, like, £6.40, I'll give them seven.
What if it's £6.80?
Still seven.
Right. You're nothing but not romantic, Dave.
What an Aviv.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Where we stay? We stay somewhere lovely. Oh, cracking, yeah. It's got a lovely view of the stars. Oh, we're camping out. No, the hotel's got no seating. 9:27, Strokes. He seemed impressed by the way you came in. Great record. Strokes, Reptilia, BBC Radio 1. Yes, Dave?
Yes, what?
Was it?
Oh, I haven't checked yet.
Okay, you're right. I just got a text from my mate Mitch. Hello, Mitch.
Hello, Mitch.
Mitch was once on the radio and breakfast show. He was Showbiz Mitch. He was a reporter who went to Showbiz events and reported for the breakfast show. Two appearances, I believe, he lasted. Or was it just the one?
It was the one, wasn't it?
Could have been just the one, yeah. Anyway, driving through France, picking you up on 97.1 loud in St. Malo?
St. Malo.
St. Malo. I don't know, but I don't know, do I?
It's on the northern coast. Ooh, hey, is that my phone or yours?
I don't know. It's mine.
Right.
He says, enjoying the show. I haven't heard from this guy for about a year. And he's listening to the show in France. How mad is that?
He lives around the corner from us and he rings us when he's in France.
A girl has just texted. Change your Valentine to Friday night. Tell the girls that you wanted it to be more special and didn't want to share it with everyone else.
Yeah, but it's Friday the 13th, though, isn't it? Isn't that a bit of a doom?
There is that, yeah. Hey, that's what you do. You go you go to a really posh restaurant, right? Hi, I'd like to book in, please. Yes, it's Moyles. And they go, I'm sorry, we don't have anything. You are joking. There's obviously a problem with your computer because it's Friday the 13th. I'm appalled. Come on, love, let's go home. Might work.
I'll tell my friend.
Right, okay, do that. Car Park Catchphrase coming up. Outkast and Danny Minogue here in a second. Let's get some news and sport from Dom and Jules. It's 9.31.
Kerry wins the Rumble in the Jungle on Radio 1. And it's now 9.34.
It's Valentine's Day, things are a real pain in the backside. Someone's just texted in saying, is it the Sunderland-Birmingham game?
5.30 kickoff.
Yeah. He says, 5.30 kickoff. Divorce courts, here we come. That's nasty.
It's a nightmare, that one, isn't
That's
it?
That's really nasty. And it's not like, you know... Oh, imagine the rows that are going to happen Saturday morning. It is not only a game, love!
But for too long, Valentine's Day, I think, has been focused upon the enjoyment of women. I think it should be more equal.
Listen, I've always said, these birds didn't burn their bra for no...
Exactly. They didn't handcuff themselves to railing for nothing.
These chicks did not prance around moaning and screaming and shouting that they should be paid the same as us, which is ridiculous anyway, everyone knows that's wrong, right, for nothing. Does girl power not mean anything to women these days?
Exactly, this is what Mel B worked for.
You know, I don't see my... If I turn around to Sophie, who, you know, I love dearly, don't get me wrong, and I went, so, booked something nice for Saturday, have you? She'd go, that's your job. Oh, now it's the man's job, is it? Now it's the man's job. So what, and will we be going halves? Oh, no, you have to pay. Oh, I had to pay this time round, do I?
But Emma actually offered to organise it months ago.
Why didn't you say yes?
Well, because I didn't know who we were going to have in the cup, did I? We're out now. I mean, I can book wherever I want, but I thought we might have had, you know, an away leg somewhere.
Why don't you say, look, I booked it anyway, love. We've got a lovely trip to Liverpool planned. We're staying at Le Goodison.
I was going to take you to Southport. Only half an hour, right?
There you go. And who said romance is dead?
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
Danny Minogue on Radio 1. It's 9.43 in the morning. And a very good morning to you. Just shamed Dave off the air.
He never.
Yeah, I did.
He didn't.
Yeah, see that, Dave? Pay attention.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Come on, Dave. Dave is a pillock. Good morning, car park fans. Sorry, I only said that because Dave just refused to clap there because he had the ump. Camel boy.
Camel boy.
Yeah.
Hugs, two humps. So African camels or Asian camels have two humps?
Here's Roy.
Thank you, Chris.
Let's meet our contestants.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. I'm Shirley and I'm from Edinburgh.
Yay! Shirley.
Hi.
Do you remember, you've obviously got amnesia, love. Do you remember when Scott said to you, right, Chris will say what's your name, where you come from, and you say in a game show style, hi, Chris, I'm Shirley, and I'm from Edinburgh.
Yay.
And you went, hi, Chris, I'm Shirley, and I'm from Edinburgh.
Oh, sorry.
He doesn't say these things for a laugh.
I know. I'll try harder.
Okay, well, you better.
Okay.
Have you got a boyfriend?
Oh, God, please don't ask me that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you involved in a bizarre love triangle like Jordan, Peter Andre and t'other fella?
Yeah, it is a bit complicated. So I can't
really
say on the radio.
All right, shall I show up then?
Yeah, please.
Right, okay. Yeah. What do you do, Shirley?
I'm a biologist for a pest control company in Edinburgh.
That sounds sexy.
I used to do that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Did you enjoy chasing around cockroaches and mice and rats?
No.
No.
I left.
Yeah. Did you really do that?
No, I didn't, love. So, God bless you. Where are you parked?
I'm parked in an industrial estate in Edinburgh.
Oh, lovely. Are you working now?
I'm just about to go and inspect a bakery for their mice.
Oh, lovely. Don't say too much, whatever you do.
Yeah.
I've got ants. What's the best thing for me to do?
What type of ants are they?
Small ones.
The little ones.
Are they black ones?
I think so, yeah.
Are they running around the floor?
Yes.
yes, in your flat. You just need to get a really good insecticide treatment and spray them.
See, the only thing is, I don't know where they're coming from.
Okay, have you got lots of sweet things lying around? Because they like sweet things to eat on.
No, no, I have a slight damp problem in the bathrooms.
Okay, just clean. Best method is just to keep everything clean and they won't stay around to feed on things.
Right, right.
Yeah.
They just seem to wander around aimlessly around the flat.
Uh-huh.
And they're annoying me, and I've put down the powder and stuff, but they then pop out of another place.
Yeah, just keep trying to keep on top of it, and just keep spraying insecticide.
Right.
But it's just funny to have an ant problem at this time of year. They really come around in the summer.
Mm, right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you very much. I feel a lot better about my
infested
place. Right, anyway, what car are you in?
I'm in a Vectra State.
Is it
my work car?
Is it kind of like a darky red?
Yes.
Is it?
Yeah.
Hey. Get in. Right, wind your window down. Let's see your horn.
Okay.
Oh, that's quiet. Is your window down?
Oh no, I'll bring it down. Hold on.
Electric
window. Yeah, that's better. That's better. Yeah. Right, hang on there. Good luck.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris. My name's Peter, and I'm from Liverpool.
Yay! Are you red or blue?
I don't actually like football, mate.
All right.
Well done.
So you're a Leeds fan then? What do you do, Peter?
I've just left the army, Chris, and at the minute I'm doing a bit of trucking until I can get in the police.
Ah, nice. Hello, hello, hello. That's a little police joke for you there. And you know where the police live, don't you, Dave?
Ah, yes. Letsby Avenue.
999 Letsby Avenue. Oh, hilarious. That's arresting comedy. Oh, Jesus. What are you driving then, Peter?
I'm driving a DAF. A DAF truck.
A DAF truck. Where are you parked?
I'm parked in Matalan Car Park in Rochdale.
Oh, I know it very well. I know it, yeah. That's where I shop for all adults' clothes.
Really?
Mm, beautiful. All right, wind your window down. Let's see your big horn.
Are you ready?
Yep. Jesus. Blimey. Shirley, you better be quite quick because he might beat you.
Okay.
Let's see yours again, Shirley. And Peter. Right, okay, lovely. This is going to be a lot of fun. Are you ready, Shirley?
Yep, go for it.
Are you ready, Peter?
I am indeed, mate.
Horns at the ready, fingers steady, let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, best of three, here we go. All right, so I can see Mr. Fish is on top of an isolated Welsh hillside, living with a group of shepherds. It's night time. And Mr. Fish can see that the sky is quite red in colour. The shepherds see... Who was that?
Shirley.
Yes, Shirley.
Red sky at night, shepherd's delight.
You're right!
Well done. Hey. Nicely stolen.
Yes, thank you.
Come on, Peter, rubbish.
I'm trying.
All right, we'll try harder. All right, if you get this one right, Shirley, you've automatically won. Peter, you need to get this right to stay in the game, all right?
Okay, yeah. Right.
Let's have another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish there, he looks like he's he's panning for gold in a small American stream. He can see lots of things in the stream that are glittering, which he thinks could be gold. However, he's having a closer look, and some of the stuff that's glittering clearly isn't gold. I guess Mr. Fish is going to have to be very careful about what he collects because... Yes, Shirley.
Shirley, hi. All that glitters isn't gold?
I like Shirley. Yeah, me. Hi. All that glitters isn't gold?
You're a winner.
Yay! Peter, what happened to you, boy?
I'm a dumb trucker.
Oh, yeah. I see what you did there, you daft bastard.
Tell you what, I'll give you a blast of my horn anyway.
Oh, thank you very much. Have a good day, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Bye.
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 Oh, bye, says Shirley the winner. Well done, Shirley.
Thanks, Chris.
You've won a wonderful prize.
Hey, have I?
No.
No,
but
okay.
We'll send you some tat that was stolen from Scott Mills' desk in an ironic twist.
Okay,
have a lovely day, my darling.
Thanks very much, Chris.
Bye.
Bye.
There you go. God bless her.
Hmm.
See, it's nice you helped me out with my little ant problem.
It was, actually. Yeah. Infotainment.
I think so. Right, that's it then. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving. Oh,
yeah. We put the world to rights on many issues this morning.
I think so. Most of the stuff's dealt with now.
Valentine's Day, obviously, we're
sorted.
Helping.
Sorted. Ants, sorted.
Yeah. Rachel's dietary troubles.
Sorted.
Well, we're getting there, obviously. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Meant to be going out for lunch today.
Oh, really?
I might have to go.
Well, is there an egg and bacon convention around the corner, is there? Cheeseburgers are us. Booked a little corner buffet, have you?
Yes.
No, are you going somewhere nice?
No, I'm not going to go, no.
It's a lovely place called Salad Dodgers.
Why, do you go there?
Yeah, I own it. I'm the head chef.
You can't cook.
And it's all chocolate bars, Dave. It's a revolution in eating out. Anyway, thanks for listening to the show. Joe Wiley's up at 10 this morning.
You want your proper fix? Call me.
Yeah.
You want to get your kicks?
Cheese sticks?
You want your cheese sticks?
Yep.
Call me.
Will do.
May I be remix? Call me. From the other days, like I play some boy, I play.
Great lyrics on the song. Talented, that Beanie Man.
Oh.
And that Miss Thing.
So that ain't Miss Thing, or...
Huh?
Hey?
Miss Thing.
Miss Thing.
Oh, yeah. Hey, thank you very much. The track is called Dude. Dude, brackets, where's my melody?
It's going to be enormously popular.
I'm down with it. I love it massively. Right, Radcliffe's on at 1, Sarah's here at 3 o'clock. The beautiful angel that is Joe Wiley is coming up next.
Have a great day.
Chris to